This school has had, you know, quite a history, including a tenant owner during the 70s, which was an engineering firm that built the enormous brick structure onto the back of the building, which was what attracted us to this building because of the, you know, amount of square footage available for us to redevelop. So, you know, it's had a very sordid recent past with the mall and other types of tenancy there, and has just never gone anywhere. We bought the building from the bank. It was repossessed with full intentions of doing what we're doing now, which is market rate housing in the village. This will be the second historic tax credit rehabilitation project that we've engaged in, the first being the Democrat building in downtown Davenport. We acquired both buildings about the same time and had applied for our tax credits about the same time, but the Pierce building got bumped to the second season on the tax credit, so which worked out fine for us because it gave us the time to get the Democrat building finished in full and focus the attention now on Pierce. So we're planning for 40 market rate apartments. Of course, we're maintaining the historic integrity of the original school building. And in fact, certain areas of the building that years ago had been modified or added to make it more convenient for those tenants, that's all being removed from the building, and we're bringing the building back to its, you know, original purpose.
Can you tell me, you know, how much those historic tax credits are worth for this project? Or maybe if you could tell me the whole price and then it's going to help?
Yeah, the total project price, I think, is approaching $9 million. I think there's a few million dollars, say $3 million worth of both state and federal tax credits available on this project. Because obviously, people are not going to want to pay twice as much rent to live in a historic building. So we've got to have rents that conform to the market rate rents, which means we have to keep the construction costs in check, and that's what the tax credits help us do.
So it's regular market rate apartments, and how much is market rate?
The apartments are going to vary from, you know, studio apartments to two bedrooms, so studios, ones and twos. There's a variety of them in there. Because of the sheer size of this building, they're all generously sized apartments. You know, rents are going to be in that, you know, $750 to, I don't know, say $1,300 range, depending on the size, the views, number of bedrooms and so forth. But right in line with what all of the apartment rates, rental rates are in the downtown area. This building, as you know, is you know, kind of sits atop the hill and is a centerpiece to the Village of East Davenport. It's got spectacular views from the front of that building of the river. Even just sitting out in the front edge of the parking lot, you've got some spectacular views of the river. In fact, we'll have a patio area out there for the residents' use. When you go up into the attic space of the Pierce School, which is an enormous space, once you walk up to the attic level and stand on the attic floor, bottom of the roof structure is still something like 18 or 20 feet above your head. And it has these massive wood beams, and you can see all that up there. And so, of course, we're converting that attic space into apartments as well. And we will incorporate as much of those wood beam structures into those apartments and into the common areas so that you can see, you know, what was up there that most people would have never seen anyways because it was in the attic. But we intend to be pre-leasing by this time next year. Yeah, we actually even have had calls already. We don't even have a website set up yet. It's just a little early in the game, but people mm-hmm. going, please get me on the list. I want to live there.
It is a unique spot.